The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com.
President Trump, yes, absolutely, good for you, long past due. Yes, I've criticized him recently, as he should be, for his ridiculous infrastructure plan, but he comes through when it comes to PBS and NPR. Yes, President Trump's proposed budget includes eliminating the funding of public broadcasting.
Wow. I mean, that's good.
That is fantastic.
See, he does, and that's what he's been doing, right? He does something really good, but then on the other side, it's like, oh, what are you doing?
Now, here's the thing. The deficits are outrageous, and it's stunning that he and the other Republicans don't get this. And as I've said, his infrastructure plan is ridiculous. The dirty secret is we were going to overspend this year anyways. That's not an acceptance of it, don't get me wrong. And $1 trillion is really high. By the last couple of years of Obama, even though he had ratcheted them up to about $1.5 trillion.
Right.
Now, let me back up. Towards the end of the George W. Bush administration, because of the wars primarily, the deficit was almost $1 trillion a year, right about $1 trillion.
Something like that, yeah.
Obama, and a lot of his were about $0.5 trillion during the George W. Bush administration. But anyway, Obama's first 5-6 years ratcheted them up to about $1.5 trillion. 1.3, 1.4, 1.5 trillion. Then Obama, the last couple of years, gets him down to about 500-600 billion, half a trillion. And he's like, oh, we've lowered the deficits.
Thank you.
So if I punch Jeffy 6 times in the face every day for a couple of weeks, and then I come in and I punch him 5 times, I go, hey, I've lowered the number of times I punched you.
How do you like that?
Even worse, let's say I punch him twice in the face every day for a couple of weeks, and then I go on a tear for about 6 months, and I just punch him 10 times every day. And then I back off to 4 times. I go, look, I've decreased the amount of times I'm punching you in the face. See that? That's essentially what happened. Now, they were going to continue to overspend, stupidly, wrongly, and $1 trillion is kind of pushing it up there. So... as frustrating it is, it was going to happen. I'm not saying we should stop or not talk about it, but it was. This is the PBS, NPR. If we can defund this, this may never come back.
Good.
No, I'm serious. This is a very big good. It's not just a short-term good. It's a long-term. Do you know how difficult it'll be for them to make the argument, if it becomes public, that we need to fund public broadcasting in the future? The argument for public broadcasting back in the day was, well, the people live out in rural communities and stuff. They don't have access to the stuff. And they all of these arguments, that was for 50, 70, whatever years ago. Now, everybody, everywhere can get whatever the hell they want, wherever they want when it comes to broadcasting at any moment.
Can they?
You got a cell phone, you can, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes, we are making that argument that you can. They're, you know, that with, you know, net neutrality and we need, you know, 5G, they'll tell you no. But yes, you can. And you will not get it back. The problem is, though, and I'm happy about it. Fine, they don't need to be. They shouldn't.
No,
be.
That's
we
great.
Shouldn't be funding them at all. They make enough money. They can live on their own, right? And if they can't, just like everything else, go away. Have a nice day.
Well, and they play both sides too.
So they sure as heck do.
PBS tells you we don't need it anyways. We're not taking a bunch of money. We only get like, 2%, they say, or it's a very small amount.
Whatever it is, just like Planned Parenthood. Fine, live without it.
Right, but they go, so you're making a big deal. It's only like 2% of our budget. And I'm like, okay, what that means then is you don't need it.
Right.
And by the way, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is the way they've set this whole thing up, in order to get the
Corporation
funding
for Public Broadcasting,
which owns the rights to some pretty big things
they
like
sure do.
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money the hundreds of billions of dollars they have made over almost 50 years now of Sesame Street? Sesame Street was started in 1969.
Alone,
yeah. Think of every toy and book and video. They had all of that merchandising when I was a kid.
Yeah. And I mean, just look, Elmo alone, right?
Oh, incredible. Elmo alone. It wouldn't shock me if they are encroaching $1 trillion in merchandise sales now.
That's an interesting study, because they probably are. You're probably right there.
Folks, you're talking billions. It's at least hundreds of billions, and they need our money?
Yeah.
It's crap. And by the way, they were only able to market that to get the merchandising dollars because we paid for their show. And they own the rights then to the merchandising? Shouldn't the American people own those rights?
Now you're talking foolish.
Sorry,
folks.
Now
you're talking foolish. Of course we should have.
So
the money should have gone back to the coffers.
But that's
where I was headed, is that now he says, no, okay, it's going to go away. Mm-hmm. Great. I just feel like it's a ruse. It's like the lottery ruse. We're going to take that away, but the money's not, I mean...
Oh, no. We're not getting the money back. Oh, please, do not misunderstand.
That money's lost in the pile.
Man. Yeah, the millions of dollars that they give to PBS and NPR, if it goes away, they're not going, all right, Jeffy, here's your 14 cents. Right. Doc, here's your 31, whatever it is. No, they are clearly going to spend that elsewhere.
Yeah.
But once it goes away for those, in order to put it back in, you're going to have congressmen and senators try to make this argument, which it's been difficult for them to maintain. Over the last few years, they know.
They know
it's not needed. It's going to be difficult for them to put it back in. You're not going to get that money back, but at least we eliminate one of the places they have been wasting it. And then we can hopefully go forward from there.
That'd be nice.
I mean, I want the money back, but I would certainly rather the money go to something else. I mean, save the whatever it is going to be better than them funding PBS and NPR. And here's why. Because they're simply propaganda machines.
They have become that.
I don't think most people recognize.
I don't know if they've even become that. I think maybe that's what they always were. We just didn't realize it.
Oh, they absolutely have been. I mean, day one, I don't know.
That's what I mean.
Day one, but very quick in their existence, they came to become the propaganda arm of progressives. That's all it is. And we funded this stuff. And it's not just that I'm ideologically opposed to them. Listen, I'm ideologically opposed to MSNBC. And I'm not saying shut them down. They're private. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Right.
But we are funding competition. Now, it's particular passion of mine because it's my quote-unquote competition. But imagine whatever industry you're in. You have a sandwich shop.
Okay.
Let's say you own or work at Publix, and the government goes, no, we're going to take tax dollars to set up a sandwich shop right across the street.
Ooh.
Your tax dollars are funding your competition.
Yeah, and it's unlimited. I mean, it's unlimited because I'm able to take the tax dollars.
Yep.
And then I'm able to also go out and sell my sandwiches, but I don't have to give any money to anybody else.
That's right. And I can act. They say it's not for profit. Fine, but they're still making big bucks that goes back into the pockets of those employees.
Still, and that's all the best sandwich making materials there are,
and the biggest facility, big beautiful palace of a facility. Yeah, they're like, well, it's nonprofit, and this is one of the failures of nonprofit. If you're paying people big money, those the prime anchors and managers at NPR and PBS. Oh, my golly, do they make the cash.
Oh, it's a good gig.
What's that? The one radio broadcaster, she just retired a year or so ago. She'd been on for a million years, PBS. Diane something?
I don't remember, but yes, I mean, I know who you're talking about. But
and by the end, she sounded. These people rake in the dough. Go ahead and Google PBS NPR facilities. Just go to Google Images and look at some of their facilities in places like New York and DC. They are spectacular. I should hope to ever work in a place like that. Who funds it? You do. It's insane. And we put up with this nonsense.
Is that Diane Rehm?
That's her.
Rehm. Good Rehm, morning, Rehm. Steve. R-E-H-M. Yeah, Diane
Rehm. Rehm. I think it's Rehm. I think it is. Anyways, yeah, that's her. That's the one, though.
Yes, mm-hmm. She was like 80.
Yep. Yeah. Horrible, too. Horrible. And folks, I would think this, if they were conservative, if they were preaching libertarian principles 24/7, I'd say the same thing. In fact, I'd be even more critical of them. I'd be going, you're preaching libertarian principles, but you're taking tax dollars to preach it. It's wrong.
Thank you.
So frustrating for me. But anyways, the president's doing that, and that is a really good thing. Are you you going to see it this weekend?
I don't know.
Do you have plans this weekend?
I do.
Would you care to share?
Sure.
I saw your lovely bride yesterday. Are the plans with her? Is it a post-Valentine's Day?
That's a tough one. Yeah, no. Wish I had time for that, but no, look at the time. Okay. I've got to go.
Got it, dude.
I plan on just hiding out.
You're going to hang out?
I just want to hide out. And I want to be able to walk over to the blinds and open them up and go, I'm staying in.
Gotcha.
But I think my children have other plans.
Funny how that happens.
Possible that those plans could change.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.